Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined with Mr. Nasser Al-Omari, who is a writer and political commentator, who's joining us now via Skype from New York. Sir, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, how do you feel at this point about Mr. Haig's statement? You know, he was quite defiant in the face of what Mr. Lavrov said about arming, you know, these insurgents as being illegal.
Well, he's saying that the situation, he's afraid that the situation is going to get worse in justifying why he thinks Britain needs to provide the insurgents with more weapons. But to me, that sounds a little bit contradictory. You are going to add more weapons into a civil war that has already killed tens of thousands of Syrians. I find it very difficult to understand this logic. I do not see a serious push toward bringing everybody to the negotiating table. Russia has offered to bring everybody to the negotiating table. I think there is a Syrian need right now to to bring everybody together so that they can talk peace in this very, very bad situation in Syria.
So do you see the prospects of that negotiation coming true at any point, any point in the near future at least?
I think the situation on the ground is very clear. For the last few months, we have a stalemate. As more Syrians die and as both sides hope that they're going to achieve a victory, it doesn't look like anybody is going to have a victory on the ground. Mind you, we're talking about a regime that is supported by a lot of Syrians. We are talking about a sectarian dimension, unfortunately. So even with the collapse of the Syrian regime, we are still talking about people who need to sit and talk as Syrians and find a way to keep Syria unified and keep citizens unified in a free country. I think nobody is discussing this seriously. The rush right now is to provide more weapons, and I'm afraid that is not going to lead to saving lives, contrary to what Mr. Haig has claimed.
All right, we'll have to leave it there for now. That was Mr. Nasser Al-Omari, writer and political commentator, speaking to us live from New York. Sir, we do appreciate your insight.